Oh, golly, that was a good lunch you fixed, Sally.
Thanks. You certainly made it disappear.
Well, rowing makes you hungry.
It doesn't make me hungry.
That's what I said. I said me.
You know something, Cecil?
What? I know several things.
Do you know that you can eat more than anyone I've ever seen?
Oh, let's don't get personal now.
Oh, it doesn't bother me. Except I wonder where you put it all.
Oh, now I'm sleepy.
You're just like sugar pie. After it has something to eat, it curls up and goes to sleep.
Don't compare me with that old cat.
That's right. That would be catty.
Oh, gosh. That's a terrible pun.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, you would.
Cecil, you're not really going to go to sleep.
Well, I'm going to lie down here under the shade and close my eyes and let nature take its course.
Oh, Cecil, that isn't polite.
Why isn't it?
Well, because I'll have to be here alone then.
You won't be alone. I'll be here.
Yes, but you'll be asleep.
I promise you I won't go to sleep.
You can talk to me and I'll answer you.
Well, don't close your eyes.
I wanna. I don't like the glare of the sun on the water. It hurts my eyes.
Well, it hurts my eyes, too.
Well, close them then.
Cecil, you better sit up. A bug is liable to fall on your face.
You can't scare me.
Cecil, please sit up here and talk to me.
I can talk to you lying down.
Well, open your eyes and see what I'm saying.
I can hear you with my eyes closed.
Oh, Cecil, you're rude.
All rats.
Goodness.
What's the matter?
Here we are on a desert island and you lie down and go to sleep.
This is no desert island. It's just a plain old island in the middle of a dumb old lake.
Oh, Cecil, aren't you romantic at all?
I'm sleepy. Don't bother me.
Well, go to sleep then.
Thanks.
Cecil, are you asleep?
Mm-hmm. Darn it.
What's the matter, Cecil?
There's a fly keeps getting on my ear. Darn these flies. Oh, smarty. So it's you tickling my ear with a piece of grass. Aha! Uh-huh. Opened my eyes just in time.
Oh, Cecil, you thought it was a fly.
Oh, I knew it was you all the time. All right, now leave me alone. I'm tired.
But I'm not, Cecil. Please don't go to sleep.
And stop shaking me. Go away, will you?
Cecil, open your eyes and look at me.
What for?
I want to talk to you.
Hey, if you don't let up on me, I'm going to carry you down to the edge of the water and throw you in.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's go swimming.
Uh-oh. That was a mistake.
Let's do, Cecil.
No, speak English.
Oh, Cecil, the water is so nice and warm.
It's too hot right now.
Well, that'll be good for us.
It's not good to go swimming after you've eaten.
Goodness, that's right.
Now be an angel and let me go to sleep.
I hope you have bad dreams.
Thank you.
If you went in swimming now, you'd sink to the bottom. You ate so many sandwiches.
Are you talking to yourself?
No, and I'm not talking to anyone. Did you hear that, Cecil? I insulted you. I said I wasn't talking to anyone. That meant you.
Uh-huh.
Cecil. Did you hear what I said?
Uh-huh.
What did I say? You're half asleep.
I am not. You said that... I've forgotten.
See? See, you're not listening at all.
Yes, I am.
I won't let you go to sleep now.
And don't I know it?
Oh, Cecil, let's do something. Let's go get in the boat and oar around or explore this island.
You go ahead and explore the island while I rest a while.
Oh, goodness. I guess I might as well give up.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, I guess I'll go get in the boat and splash my feet in the water.
All right, go ahead. Goodbye.
Cecil.
Huh?
You want me to go back and amuse myself in the boat?
Uh-huh.
Well, then, get up. Get up, Cecil.
What do I have to get up for?
Cecil, wake up. You have to carry me back to the boat. You know I can't walk over those rocks without my shoe.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you lost one shoe. I guess you better stay here.
Oh, no. You said you wanted me to go. Now, come on, get up.
Stop shaking me, Sally. You're a baby earthquake.
Oh, Cecil, you're impossible.
Now listen, if you'll just let me sleep for, say, just 2 minutes, I'll do whatever you want to.
I'm not going to let you sleep.
It looks that way.
Cecil, you better watch out. I saw a squirrel in that tree.
Watch out he doesn't come down and nibble at your heel.
Oh, I wish I'd brought my portable phonograph.
Thank goodness you didn't.
Why?
You're making enough noise as it is.
Oh, Mr. Cecil, do I disturb you?
Oh, not so much.
I wish I knew what to do.
Go chin yourself on a limb.
Thanks.
It's all right.
Cecil, it's been 2 minutes.
What about it?
Well, you said you only wanted to rest for 2 minutes.
I said sleep.
Oh, Cecil, you did not.
I did, too.
Oh, Cecil, you're cross-fishing now.
If you're trying to keep me awake by arguing, you're going to be disappointed.
Cecil. Cecil.
What do you want? What do you want?
Oh, goodness. My goodness, you don't have to scare me to death.
Well, leave me alone then, will you?
Don't frighten me like that.
Well, what did you want?
Oh, I've forgotten now.
Good, I'm sound asleep.
Why don't you snore then? Oh, Cecil, you're so funny. You better close your mouth. A lot of bugs around here.
Oh, Sally, be a sport. Now, let me grab 40 winks.
You want 100, though.
Uh-huh.
If you were a good sport, you wouldn't go to sleep and leave me to amuse myself, so there.
It's too bad.
I might as well be here by myself.
Sally.
What is it?
Do me a favor.
What?
Whisper to yourself.
I will not. I'll talk as loud as I can.
Is that as loud as you can talk?
Yes.
Better have your throat examined.
All right, Mr. Cecil. You can just go to sleep. I don't want to even speak to you.
Hooray!
You inconsiderate person.
Ha, 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 ha.
I hope you get sleeping sickness.
I'm going to get mad in a minute if you don't leave me alone.
Good. I hope you do.
Listen, you brought a book with you. Get it and go over and lean against the trunk of this tree and read to yourself.
Oh, that's an idea. I'll go get the book and read it out loud to you.
You do and I'll throw it in the lake.
I don't care. Doesn't belong to me. Belongs to the library.
You'll have to pay for it, though.
I don't care.
They'll put you in jail.
Oh, Cecil, they will not.
I don't care what the hell about this.
Cecil. Cecil, you better wake up. There's a gnat crawling on you.
Ha ha, aren't you clever?
Oh, there's a spider on you.
Rats.
You better open your eyes and see.
Hmm.
Oh, goodness, I give up again. Oh, Cecil, quick, quick. Get up, our boat is drifting off. Quick, I told you to tie it, quick.
Watch out, watch out. Where is it?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, there it is. All safe. Oh, that was smart, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Now you're off. Don't lie down again. Come on, please, Cecil.
Oh, all right. You're the worst pest. I've a good mind to give you a licking.
Oh, Cecil.